New day, new you.
Wake your ass.
Only
strong,
positive.
Monday through Friday.
Fucking gratitude. Be mindful. You're listening to May I Elaborate? Daily wisdom from me, J.B. Smooth.
People say oops all the time. You know why? Because we all make mistakes. That's unavoidable. You overhear somebody behind you making a mistake. Hey, oops! And you turn around and see what the oops was. It's unavoidable. As a matter of fact, the more you try not to make a mistake, the more your ass will fuck up. You know why? Because you're fixated on avoiding that damn mistake. People do that shit all the time. They make one mistake, then they do another one. They say, oh, what's wrong with me today? You're fixated on avoiding that damn mistake. But you know what? That's okay. Sometimes your damn fuck-ups are just an appetizer for greatness. Or perhaps an hors d'oeuvre for greatness. I like that. I like hors d'oeuvre better. You got a little motherfucker inside you walking around wearing a little jacket and carrying one of those goddamn trays filled with those hors d'oeuvres. Actually, you got four or five people walking around passing them out. A whole staff of people. You know what happens? Before you know it, you've eaten too many of those goddamn things and now you fucked up your damn appetite. Hors d'oeuvres. That shit sounds like a pretty good nickname or a good name for an exotic dancer. Hors d'oeuvre is coming to the stage, ladies and gentlemen. Put your hands together for hors d'oeuvre. Now, she's not one of the main dancers. She comes out in the beginning, you know, to tie the crowd over until the main dancers come out. They'll give you a little something, a little snack. Anyway, here's a story. In the 90s, someone was trying to vent a pill that would help alleviate angina. That's fucking chest pains, Miles, in case you didn't know that shit. You know what fucking angina is, Miles?
Yeah.
But what they saw was those motherfuckers' chest subjects still suffered from chest pains, Miles. But what they also saw with those angina motherfuckers, Johnsons, was hard as hell, Miles. And that's something else, Miles. You try to do something else, and you fix some other shit, Miles.
Yeah.
Suddenly, those motherfuckers weren't complaining about chest pains anymore, Miles. And with that damn mistake, erectile dysfunction medication was born, Miles. That was a good, bad mistake.
Yeah.
Shit happens all the time, Miles. A good, bad mistake. Shit was born.
Which in turn probably caused a lot of people to be born, considering now guys could get erect. So that's
Miles.
Born on two levels.
Hell yeah, Miles.
That's a lot of borning.
That's a lot of goddamn borning or boning, you know?
Yeah.
I like that. I like that play on words and shit. A lot of boning.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure a lot of our third graders like that play on words as well.
Yeah. Hey, Miles.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. This is what we do for people. You know, we just gave their ass a hors d'oeuvre.
Yeah. I could see you in those outfits with the tray.
Fuck yeah, Miles.
You ever been to a wedding where during the cocktail hour, they had passed hors d'oeuvres, but like there were none? Like there'd be like one tray coming out and everybody was fighting for the hors d'oeuvres?
Everybody.
Yeah.
And then word gets around that, hey, have you tried the pigs in a blanket?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, my fucking God, man.
And now you're chasing down the one person with the pigs. And you're just waiting for them and they get, it's like a gazelle walking through a field of leopards.
Fuck yeah. People go for the main tray, that dude, that tray guy.
And they take him down.
You know, gobbling them all up and shit. Get three or four in their fucking hand, Miles.
Yeah. Well, I say you gobble up today's quotes. You want to get started?
Miles, let's get started.
All right.
Fuck it.
Hi, I'm Miles, and thanks for joining us for a new day of May I Elaborate? Daily wisdom from J.B. Smooth. Every day we discuss a quote from a daily calendar to see if J.B. can squeeze even more wisdom and inspiration out of it. Today's quote comes from the calendar, keep calm and carry on. Here's the quote. It's impossible to go through life unscathed, nor should you want to. That's from Christopher Paolini.
It's impossible to go through life unscathed, nor should you want to. See, I put a little cadence to that bitch, Miles.
I saw that.
It's impossible to go through life unscathed, nor should you want to.
I feel like you're doing voiceovers now. I could see you in a booth.
Yeah.
doing that. JB, give us one more sad. Can we try
a sad take on that, JB?
Oh, sure. It's impossible to go through life unscathed. Nor should you want to.
Beautiful, JB. Thank you so much.
Gotcha. I love doing the sad ones. If you need another sad one, let me know.
I think we got it, JB. Thank you.
It's impossible. Go through life unscathed. Why am I like this?
JB,
should anybody want to go through this?
We're over our time for the studio, JB, but thank you. We're done here, JB.
Is it possible to go to life unscathed?
Hey, everyone.
No shit, anybody.
We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
You don't want this.
Welcome back to May I Elaborate? Daily wisdom from J.B. Smoove. The quote we're looking at today is, it is impossible to go through life unscathed, nor should you want to. What do you got?
Here's a question. You ever watch a sporting event? I'm talking about an exciting team game. You know, a basketball game, a football game, a soccer match. Woo! There you are watching this game, and it's intense, Miles. It's fucking intense. The teams are playing really hard. You know, you're rooting hard. Maybe you got a few dollars riding on the game.
Oh, that's exciting.
Oh, hey, when you got money riding on that shit, that's when the shit get real exciting.
Yeah.
See? You got all your favorite snacks out. I'm talking about all your A-list snacks, Miles.
What's one of your A-list snacks? What's your A-list, your go-to snack? You got a big game?
No, it used to be my big A-list.
What?
Funyuns. I used to love fucking Funyuns.
Funyuns,
yeah. And then I'd put the bigger Funyuns on my wrist like a fucking bracelet.
Okay, yeah, that's...
Eat the fucking bracelet, Miles.
Right, that's loving Funyuns. That's...
Oh, fucking, you know, love them, Miles.
The masters would say pizza would probably be the number one and then some wings, but you're going Funyuns.
I fucking love them.
Funyuns smell like what an onion's feet would smell like.
That's what it is. It's onions and fungus mixed together. The two words are combined together.
Makes sense.
It makes perfect sense, Miles.
I'm sorry, I interrupted. You got your A-list snacks. Oh. It's a big event. All right.
Oh, yeah. Anyway... All of a sudden, Miles, the game ends. Your team runs out on the field or the court to celebrate and shit. And while they're jumping up and down, you notice one member of that damn team has a clean-ass uniform on, Miles.
No.
Clean. Pressed. Not 1 ounce of sweat, Miles. No grass stains, no blood, no Gatorade splashes, nothing. His shit clean, Miles.
I hear you.
Let me tell you something. You never want to be that person, Miles. That motherfucker unscathed.
Right.
He didn't participate. Never got in the goddamn game, Miles. Never got off the goddamn bench unscathed.
Right.
Now, you can tell when a motherfucker didn't get in the game, especially in football. Dude's mouthpiece is all chewed up, standing around on the fucking sideline, watching the goddamn game, chewing on that bitch.
He's nervous.
Shit. Now, if I was on a football team and I never got in the game, while the team was celebrating, I would go and roll my ass in the grass. I would stand there and tackle myself several fucking times in a row.
Yeah. That'd make a great highlight video.
What you want to be at the end of that game, Miles, is scathed. You want to be scathed. Shit. The world needs more words like that, Miles. Scathed is a forgotten word. People are so stuck on unscathed, they forget about scathed.
Yeah, I guess.
And they forget about other forms of the word, like rescathed or fucking prescathed.
Yeah.
They don't use that shit either, Miles. Where's rescathed at in the fucking vocabulary of the world?
Non-existent. Hey, I think you're on the right track here. It is impossible to go through life unscathed, nor should you want to. You showed an athlete who went through a game unscathed, and clearly they're upset by it because they didn't play. They're so upset that they've tackled themselves or are having a nervous breakdown on national TV. So where do you go from there?
Whew, man. Here's what we do, Miles.
Yeah.
I want to get dark and shit. I'm going to get fucking dark on your ass, Miles.
Okay, I'm ready.
When shit is all said and done and your ass is laying on that damn slab in the morgue, you want to have a body filled with fucking scaves.
Man, you went dark fast.
Fucking dark as fuck, man. I can't see. I can't see, Miles, right now.
I was just watching my team win, and a dude roll around on the ground. And the next thing, did he die?
Because those scabs, Miles, show how you lived. A broken leg from the time you thought you didn't need instructions before you went jet skiing for the first time, you jumped on the bitch like you know the fuck you doing.
Yeah.
Or how about some deep-ass scratch marks on your back from repeated crazy-ass sex?
Wow.
Or a chair mark, like they hit you in the back like on wrestling and shit with one of those fold-up chairs and shit.
Is that during sex or that?
Miles. Fuck yeah.
Oh, wow.
Shit. That's real role-playing. And then you going down, Undertaker, and then your lady hit you in the fucking back with a goddamn fold-up chair.
Wow.
That's when shit gets deep.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Woo!
That's a scathe.
That's a fucking real scathe. You know, how about this, Miles? A tattoo of your lover's name that's been covered over 3 times with the names of other lovers, Miles.
You would think you'd learn at some point.
You would think you fucking learn and stop doing that shit.
Just turn it into an eagle or something.
No, it's like people, it's like one of those old-ass steamer trunks people used to use back in the day to travel with. You know, you want your trunk covered in stickers and stamps from all over the goddamn world and places you've been and shit you've done. They put a stamp on your shit. I love that.
Yeah. Even though those were violent, some of those things sounded horrible. You're making the case for having scathes, having marks, having blemishes.
You got that right. You've been used to fuck up. You've been used, abused.
Yeah.
Your heart is on your motherfucking sleeve. Remember that shit, Miles? Your heart is on your sleeve.
Yeah, you put it there before. I questioned it.
Fuck yeah. I reiterate.
Yeah, doesn't shit. Seem like a safe place for it, but, you know, you would
shit, Miles.
Think evolution found a better spot for it, but you go ahead.
Found a better spot for it, but it's all good.
Yeah.
You know? And that's what I mean when I say you are covered in stickers and stamps. You know, a motherfucker just stamp your ass. You know how you stamp a fucking passport?
Yeah.
You stamped, motherfucker. You stamped with life. Life lessons. And fucking happy times and bad times. You fucking stamped.
Someone knocking on your door?
No, that's me stamping.
Oh,
that's me
stamping.
Okay. You see? You stamped.
Okay.
You stamped, Miles.
All right.
Get stamped, people.
I got you. You've made your point. You got anything else? Do you want to keep going or can we end early?
I'm just getting started.
Oh.
I'm just getting started with this shit, Miles.
All right.
And people out there, and look, I know some of you out there are perfectionists. I know you are. You can't help yourself. Your asses want to be new. You don't want no damn key scratches on you at all. You think you can do what the fuck you want to do? And no repercussions? Hey, Miles, you ever have someone key scratch your car?
That
shit irritates the fuck out of me, Miles.
Yeah.
One time, I had someone key scratch my car one night, Miles, because they thought I was somebody else. And then the next night, after they realized they had made a mistake, they came back and scratched my bad on the goddamn car.
Well, that was, I guess, considerate of them.
No, it's like, Miles, it's like wearing a brand new pair of white sneakers.
Yeah.
No matter what you do, someone is going to step on those fucking shoes. See?
Yeah.
Someone's going to step on them motherfuckers, Miles. You're better off putting them on, Miles, and stepping on your goddamn own feet.
You know who would do that? That guy, that football player with the clean uniform. I could see him doing
that shit. Fuck yeah, he would. Fuck yeah, he would, Miles. Fuck yeah, he would.
Well, look, JB, it is impossible to go through life unscathed, nor should you want to. You have made me a believer, but you got anything else you want to end this thing? Wrap it up.
Whew. This planet we live on, Miles, fucking Earth, has so many key scratches on it, Miles. This planet is scratched the fuck up, Miles. Everybody scratches the Earth up. This big blue motherfucker gets pelted with asteroids and all sorts of space debris. And that debris leaves marks. Fucking key scratches, Miles. Shit, you know what's a key scratch? The fucking Grand Canyon. That damn scar is a natural wonder. So I say to you, live your life. Do your best to not park your car in the same goddamn spot every fucking time. Take chances sometimes in life and love. Because there's good scratches, Miles, and there's bad scratches.
Yeah.
And try to treat people right, but also trying not to break too many hearts. Man, now you break a fucking heart. That should have get you a few fucking scratches, Miles. I should have scared you the fuck up. Look, you're not going to be able to return your lease unscathed. But just know that not all key scratches are bad. Some of them are earned through hard damn work, and some of them just happen and are usually followed by the phrase, my bad.
Wow. Yeah, I will say when you return the lease, they're all bad scratches because you're going to have to pay for that. But I get the metaphor. It was beautiful.
Right.
It was beautiful.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to charge
you. The metaphor fits. Yeah. They're still going to charge you for that shit.
They're going to charge you for over mileage.
Yeah, all that.
Yeah, you don't own that car. Well, JB, what would you consider our audience now that you finished elaborating?
You know, I consider them, Miles, and everyone out there, I consider yourself fully elaborated.
Wow. All right. You've been fully elaborated.
You've been fully elaborated.
That sounds like a catchphrase if I ever heard one.
If somebody asks your ass, how you doing today? You tell them, fully elaborated. Shit.
That's good. Hey, thanks for joining us on another episode of May I Elaborate? Daily Wisdom from J.B. Smoove. I want to give a special thanks to Workman Publishing for letting us borrow from the calendar. Keep calm and carry on. As always, we hope you had a good time and maybe were even inspired along the way. Before you go, please leave us a comment and while you're at it, a great review on Apple Podcasts. And thanks for leaving so many of your favorite quotes. Please continue to do so. We promise from time to time to pick a few and feature them on the show. Really, thank you, Elaboration Nation, because that's who you are. Once again, I'm Miles and he's...
Oh, Jimmy Smoove. You know, those are needles. Mine is a swift chicken ass. That's what elaborated means. You see?
You heard the man.
This has been a Team Coco production.